Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's August 24, 2009, and this is episode 205. So I messed up last week big time. I was so excited to get stuck into my second Q&A episode for a while that I totally forgot to wrap up the July assignment. I forgot to turn off the voting system for about 4 days, and just everything was just rolling along nicely, and then someone in the forum reminded me, so I got all that sorted out, but it was, like I say, about 4 days late, so sorry about that. Thanks to the kick though, I have got everything moving again. I also fixed the graphs that we've always been able to see on the scores page. So I figured that today we'd look at the winning three images a little bit late. I've already made the announcement in the forum, so no big surprises here for the people that have actually won. But I did want to take the time to comment on each of the images. And also I want to then sort of look at the accumulated scores. We've got 2 months now. We want to take a look and see who's in the running for basically getting their little mittens on the great prizes that our sponsor WebSpy has enabled us to offer for this current 6 month group of assignments. Speaking of which, I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, WebSpy, the internet monitoring, analysis and reporting specialists. Actually, I want to try something this week. For any of you that are listening right now, maybe you have your iPhone or you're at a PC and you have Twitter available. What I want you to do is to open up your favorite Twitter client, whatever it is, and type a message to WebSpy. And the message is going to go, thanks to @WebSpy. So, you know, the at to point to reply to someone. So thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBailey, all one word, my Twitter username, photography podcast. And then just, you know, tweet that. I'll put the actual phrase in the show notes too, if you have problems finding it later or something like that. But basically, it's thanks to WebSpy for sponsoring the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. And I really appreciate it if you could do this, because really what that will do is it will help to show WebSpy that you're listening and that you're paying attention. So also remember, you know, to find out more about WebSpy and their products, you can go to our landing page, which is webspy.com/MBP, and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. So the images that we'll look at today, as usual, will be included in the Enhanced podcast, so you'll see them in iTunes or on your iPod, etc. Also, you can see them on the podcasts page at martinbaileyphotography.com, or look at the images along with the transcript from today's episode on my blog. Let's first go through the top three winners of the July assignment that was on the theme of backlit. In third place was the totally amazing image Gecko on Leaf by Quentin McGrath. And this is really just such an awesome photograph. I totally love it. Quentin has basically caught a gecko, as the title implies, sitting on a leaf and shot through the leaf from the underside using, yes, you guessed it, backlight. This is, you know, it just has so much depth. And, you know, as we see, the shadow of the gecko there basically becomes more and more blurred as you sort of go up the legs and the torso, maybe a little bit lower than where the legs, you know, join to it, a little less blurred. But then as you go up to the head, it becomes more blurred. Obviously, you know, these body parts are getting further away from the leaf, so they're less, the shadow's less focused. But the feet there themselves are almost transparent. You know, geckos have these lovely sort of pads, and the light is obviously going through them or in some way working around them, but it makes the feet sort of stuck on the leaf look almost transparent as the light pours through them and then on through the leaf beneath. Compositionally, you'll notice great use of the rule of thirds here, with the center of the leaf, the spine of the leaf, I guess it would be, running up the right third of the image and the gecko is sitting in the top left third intersection. And I know that rules are meant to be broken, but you know, we also find that this sort of composition is very pleasing to us humans. It's kind of imprinted in our artistic DNA from centuries ago. The overall colour is a yellowish green. It's just totally pleasing, beautiful texture captured there on the leaf itself. With, you know, this shot, basically, I mean, I just don't think it could be any better, and it's executed amazingly. So congratulations to Quentin on this really awesome image. Next up is another amazing shot. The quality of the entries never fails to amaze me, and this is just another great example by Dennis Brennan, which is called Holding Hands in the second place. This is obviously a visualized and posed shot with someone's hands cupped around a leaf. The image looks as though it's been converted to a sepia-toned image, but it's almost deceiving in that the skin tones could be that color, as could be the leaf, I guess. If the leaf was like a freshly fallen autumn leaf that had gone off color, then it could be this color. Although it does look like it's probably a nice fresh green leaf. The decision to use sepia tones here was masterful, and the lighting is just exquisite. Beautiful soft lighting, with obviously some light coming from the front, from the direction of the camera. Very soft, beautiful light. But then there's a more intense light coming from behind. And again, that's in line with the theme of being backlit. This has caused, you know, very sharp shadows of the fingers that are behind the leaf, the, you know, shadows on the leaf itself, which adds so much to this image visually. The hands themselves seem very soft, and maybe the thumbs are slightly out of the depth of field, to good effect, of course. But the leaf itself is as sharp as tacks, again, just making this image such a winner. It almost has like a classic feel. It feels like that Pepper number 17 or whatever it was. I forget the number. But, you know, it's just got such a classic feel. Very, very cool. And I just totally applaud Dennis's vision and skills here with the lighting to execute what, again, is just an amazing photograph. So well done indeed on taking second place with this image, Dennis. Following on with the classic image theme is Dan, or Mr. Nikon, the same person that won last month's assignment with an image called Stare. And, you know, that's this image is called Stare, not last month's. We can see from the caption that this is a wild fox that came close to Dan to help him win the assignment for a second month running. I was glad that Dan added the caption because I really wanted to confirm that this was a fox. I thought it was, because dogs usually have round pupils, and foxes, although I'm not an expert, do seem to notice that they have these long vertical pupils, like cats, I guess, which I think really just adds to this image. You know, very, very, cool eyes. The way it's all been sort of pulled together. I'm sure that there was a lot of luck involved in this. Obviously, as Dan says, that the fox came close to him. But it's just really, really well done. And, you know, I think if this had been a picture of a dog, it would have, you know, with this lighting and everything, I think it still would have been a nice image. But, you know, with those eyes, it just seems outstanding to me. I see from the EXIF that this was shot at 300 millimeters with an aperture of 3.5. So the depth of field is pretty shallow. Dan has focused carefully on the eyes, and the depth of field extends out as far as about halfway down the snout of the fox, and then a little way up the forehead, but that's it. The backlighting, sort of coupled with that, has turned the hair around the face and the ears of the fox into almost like a halo. Again, we have this monotone version here, probably helping to bring out the eyes, and really just make us focus on that wonderful pensive stare that prompted the title of the image. So congratulations once again to Dan for this amazing shot. And I guess as we get into the second month of this group of six assignments that are being sponsored by WebSpy, it's not hard to figure out that Dan is currently in the first place, having won both of the first two assignments. So, but if we look at the accumulated scores, what you have to do that, if you want to see the graph, is to go to the scores page that you can find in the menu on my website. And I'll also put a link to this in the show notes. But you basically scroll down to the bottom of the page and see there a total accumulated scores graph. And that's all of the scores that people get for the votes. Just to explain slightly, you know, when you vote first, someone gets 3 points. When you vote second, they get 2 points. And when you vote third, they get 1 point. And we basically just amass those and just sort of, you know, keep them in the database and then build these graphs automatically. And that, like, this is what I had to fix. It was broken last month. But obviously, with just two assignments gone and both of them being won by Mr. Nikon, you can see there that he's got 64 points. And he's followed up closely by Landon Michelson at, or BK Secret, with 43 points. And then Q McGrath, actually it's McGrath here, I see. And I believe that's Quentin. Actually, I wonder if not. Maybe it's not. I'll have to check. But basically, you know, the Q McGrath has scooped the third place in the last assignment. And so basically, you know, he has 31 there. Dennis Brennan is just slightly behind Quentin with 27. And in fifth place is Edwin C with 26. So we've got some very close together, you know, scores here in the third, fourth, fifth place, I imagine. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how this sort of pans out. And as I've said in the past, you don't necessarily have to win to get placed high on the accumulated scores for the grand prize. You know, we used to have a grand prize. Now we've got these three great prizes from WebSpy that I'll go into in a moment. But basically, you know, obviously, if Dan wins the next four as well, I think we've got a clear winner. But you don't necessarily have to win. You can just get nice, you know, produce images each month that capture the imagination of a lot of your peers, but not necessarily all of them. And then, you know, you can steadily amass votes. And it's happened before. So, you know, please do get involved and try to get your hands on one of the amazing prizes that WebSpy has enabled us to offer for this 6 month group of assignments. And a reminder, the scores for all six assignments from June to November 2009 will be tallied up, and this is where we're going to find the three photographers with the most votes at the end of November, after the voting's finished for the, actually no, it'll be the middle of December. You know, we'll turn the voting on for the November assignment at the end of November, and then vote for 2 weeks to find the top three you know, accumulated score holders. And then what we'll do then is we'll give them these, you know, these amazing three prizes. There's a post on my blog with details of each prize if you want to take a look at that. But just to quickly recap, the third place winner will receive every issue of Lenswork Extended up to the December issue. And this is every issue to date. Lenswork started to create Lenswork Extended at issue 29. So it's 29 right up to date. And I think we're somewhere in the 80s at the moment. Just an incredible prize. And I do thank the kind folks over at Lenswork so much for arranging that for us. The second prize or second place winner will receive a Lens Baby Composer. And again, this is simply amazing. And it'll just open up so many creative doors for the winner. I'm totally loving my Lens Baby Composer at the moment. I picked one up a few months ago, and it's like whenever I'm out with the camera, it's there in my vest pocket, and I'm sticking it on there as often as I can. Then the first place winner will receive an incredible Sigma 50mm f1.4 EX-DG HSM lens. If the winner already has this lens or simply doesn't want it, though I can't imagine why not, you can exchange that for a $500 B&H gift voucher. So, you know, that's it, just three amazing prizes there. And, you know, again, what I want you to do today to help to thank web spy for this is to go to Twitter. You know, it's free if you don't already have an account. But if you do, just go over to your favorite Twitter client and then type in thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBailey one word photography podcast. So that's thanks to WebSpy for sponsoring the Martin Bailey photography podcast. That's basically just to show your support and let our sponsors, WebSpy, know that you're listening. Without WebSpy, there'd be no prizes. Remember also that the August assignment theme is juxtaposition. And if you have trouble figuring out what that's all about, go and take a look at the thread for this assignment in the photography forum at martinbaileyphotography.com. Dan, the winner of these last two assignments, has kindly done a bit of research on the word juxtaposition and posted some definitions for us, it was a help for me too, because I wasn't 100% sure of the true meaning of this word. So that's thanks to Dan for that. And congratulations again for winning these assignments. So it's going to be a quick one this week, but a little bit of housekeeping to do. But basically that's it. We'll be back to a normal podcast again next week. But we'll sign off for the main body of the podcast, and then just do a little bit of housekeeping, some important stuff as well. We'll do that, and then we'll finish for today. So just a quick note before we finish, just to remind you that I've been kindly selected by the great new online store Outdoor Photography Gear as a member of their gear advisory board, and have recently posted my first gear review for an item that they sent me to look at. The Delkin Express Card 34 Compact Flash Adapter is what I took a look at, and I just basically took it through its paces, did a little bit of testing with it, and then wrote up a review. And it was interesting. You know, the findings were not spectacular. The time difference of downloads or transferring images to the hard disk of my laptop PC, which has an Express card slot, it wasn't sort of like double or something like that. But when you calculate it all up over a few transfers, it's pretty significant. So I'm definitely very excited to be playing with this adapter. And I also have some waders that I'm going to be taking out and hoping to get them wet in the very near future. So stay tuned in the Outdoor Photography Gear blog for that as well very soon. And I'm also posting some of the transcripts from old podcasts over there. But, they're also going into my blog, so you can catch them there as well. But, encourage you to go over to Outdoor Photography Gear and not just look at the blog, but take a look in the store. They've got some great stuff in there. And finally, just one more thing that is, I've set up a Facebook page, not my profile, but a page called Martin Bailey Photography. And I've started to post the odd link there and other things that interest me. I've linked my Flickr account and a few things. So it's very similar to the profile, but it's more Martin Bailey Photography centric. And I realize that many of you listeners don't make it over to the blog or to my forum. And so, not everyone's on Twitter either. So I'm basically just trying to sort of set up this Facebook page for those of you that are predominantly spending your time in Facebook rather than other social media sites. So, it should turn out to be a great way to interact. And, because of the way I've linked things, it's not going to be a lot of extra work for me. But it's definitely a nice thing to go over there and see all of the people that have started to sort of, to register with the page. I should note, we have 70, it's just been a few days, and we've had 70 people who've sort of marked themselves as a fan. And we need 100 actually to be able to claim the page name in Facebook. So I know it'll only take a few more days, but if you're interested, please go to Facebook and search for the Martin Bailey Photography page. And if you get these like interactive sort of pull downs as you search, it's the one with my self-portrait icon sort of linked to it. We do have a group page as well, but for now, as I'm trying to get this, the page name registered, I think we, you know, if you can go over to the page, use, you know, select the one with the icon that has my black and white self-portrait, and that's the page one, and then become a fan so that you can, you know, you can keep up with me in Facebook. And note that I actually am very self-conscious. I don't like using this word fan, you know, fan the page. It's like, it just seems, I don't know, so conceited, and I wish they'd used another term. But they didn't. So anyway, you know, it would be great if we could catch up on Facebook, if that's your preferred social media site. And do tell your photography friends as well. Let's try and build a little bit of community over there for the people that don't want to, or, you know, don't have the time probably to come over to the photography forum. You can also find me on Twitter and Flickr, as well as my blog and the photography forum. All links to all of these things are available at martinbaileyphotography.com. So swing by and check that out if you're interested. And I should also let you know that we've got a little bit of maintenance coming up from tonight and tomorrow. So if you come over, if you get this podcast before anything happens, you'll know about it. But basically, we're going to be transferring the websites to a new server, some new hardware. And that's going to be happening on Tuesday, I guess that'll be the 25th. Will be the main thing. There may well be some downtime, probably during the day of the 25th, because a lot of this is going to be happening while I'm asleep. But if you do come by, don't worry about it. I know what's happening. It might look a bit of a mess for a day or so, but we should hopefully be back up again by the 26th and you know, running on slightly better hardware, a little bit faster, a little bit more memory, and a bit more hard disk space, because we're starting to fill it up with images in the members forum. But that's going off. Just keep your eyes out for that, or don't worry about that if you come by and notice that things are down. I know all about it. So that's it though for this week. A lot of the word has escaped me again. Housekeeping this week. So, you know, let's just sign off for there for now, and I'll see you again next week with another episode of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. And in the meantime, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.